Hey there, welcome to my labor of love called Coolsville. It brings me such joy to deliver this cast to you each week. Speaking of joy, that's the theme this time around. Nothing too heavy or profound. Songs of joy on Coolsville. I'm Andy Steves. Let's get right to it. Our lead song comes from a feel-good band from the 70s and 80s. They were more funk than anything in that disco era. With songs like Boogie Wonderland and Got to Get You Into My Life, they were huge hit makers. The songs are great for dancing, too. Earth, Wind, and Fire were led by singer and songwriter Morris White. The featured song is called September, which is one song from the group that has stood the test of time. September is one joyful tune, almost guaranteed to put you in a good mood. Body, yeah. Say, do you remember, body, yeah, dancing in September? Come on!
Hey!
From way back in 1978, this song has transformed September 21st into an unofficial holiday, playfully known as Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. What's the significance of that date? Well, it depends on who you ask. Allie Willis, who co-wrote the song with Morris' wife, said it just fit the timing of the lyrics, while White's wife said it was the actual due date of their first child. Night at the Museum has it in the last scene before the end credits, and a version featuring the band accompanied by Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake is featured in the 2016 film Trolls. Let's see, it was in the movie Polar in 2019, and it was during the opening sequence that was played there. With September changed to December, the song appears in a 2022 Christmas TV commercial for Kohl's Department Store. Earth, Wind, and Fire were a great band. My favorite song is After the Love Is Gone, which is a ballad, but September is one of those getcha humming tunes. This next song also comes from a mainly upbeat singer-songwriter with such heart songs as For Once in My Life, You Are the Sunshine of My Life, and I Just Called to Say I Love You. I could have chosen any one of those songs that showcased the joy of living, but this one does it for me. Stevie Wonder wrote Isn't She Lovely for his daughter Aisha, who is mentioned in the song with her mother, Londie. The track comes from the album Songs in the Key of Life, which also features hit songs I Wish and Sir Duke. It starts with a baby's first cry recorded during an actual childbirth, and it ends with a recording of Stevie giving Aisha a bath complete with giggles. Stevie Wonder played all the instruments on the song, except for a few keyboard riffs. By the way, you can always tell a Stevie Wonder performance from the harmonica. I found at least 94 times Stevie has played on other people's records. Songs like I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues by Elton John, There Must Be an Angel Playing with My Heart by the Eurythmics, and I Feel for You by Chaka Khan. We're featuring joyful songs on Coolsville. I'm Andy Steves. Happiness and joy are related, but they're not the same. Happiness comes from pleasant circumstances. We're happy when we get that Maple Leafs jersey for Christmas at 12 years old. We're happy when the bills are paid and we got a few bucks left over. Joyfulness, though, is a state of mind and of the heart. Being joyful means that whatever the circumstances of your life, be they pleasant or truly awful, we still have contentment with life overall. Someone once said, joy is in the heart, happiness is on the face. Joy is of the soul, happiness is of the moment. Here's a song that's a little of both. Pharrell Williams' song Happy lives up to its name. Of course, both the tune and the video are most joyful. It was the number one song in 23 countries. Happy was the number one song in North America and UK in 2014 for the whole year, and sold over 13 million copies worldwide. Williams originally offered the song to CeeLo Green, but the Forget You singer declined to record the tune. From the movie Despicable Me 2, Williams wanted to recreate a feeling of joy with the music video. Gru, the leading character who's no longer a villain, has fallen in love and feels so much joy he literally dances through the streets, he explained. That kind of happiness is so infectious you can't help but smile. The song's video is the world's first ever 24-hour music video. The clip was filmed entirely on Steadicam, requiring the crew to walk nearly 8 miles a day over the course of 11 days. It plays on an all-day loop and follows more than 400 different characters enjoying the daily bliss. As well as everyday people dancing through the streets of Los Angeles, we see a host of familiar faces joining in the fun, including Despicable Me 2 stars Steve Carell and Miranda Cosgrove, and Williams himself, who appears 24 times, or once an hour. Kelly Osbourne, Sergio Mendez, Magic Johnson, Jimmy Kimmel, Steve Martin, Janelle Monáe, and Jamie Foxx are just some of the people that are in the video. And naturally, the Minions pop up. Happy picked up a Grammy Award for Best Pop Solo Performance and also Best Music Video at the 2015 ceremony. Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys was a departure from their usual stuff like Surfin' USA or Fun Fun Fun. Mike Love, who wrote the lyrics, claimed that the words were basically due to the times they were living in. Flower power and hippies and peace and love. Groovy, man, groovy! Brian Wilson was the main cog in this gear, however. He started writing this while recording the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album, and once that album was finished, he focused on this song. Wilson was not happy about the poor reviews critics gave Pet Sounds, which today is considered a landmark record, so he worked even harder on Good Vibrations, which was supposed to be included in an album called Smile, but instead the album never got formally released. Instead, an album containing the song, along with certain bits and themes from the record, were combined into the album called Smiley Smile. According to Brian Wilson, Capitol Records didn't want to release Good Vibrations as a single because they thought it was too long at 3 minutes and 35 seconds. He pleaded with them to put it out and felt vindicated after the song became number one. Brian was not a joyful person, however. He was just starting a very bizarre phase of his life where he would spend long periods in bed and work in a sandbox. Despite his mental health issues, or maybe because of them, he is considered a genius by the music industry. Good Vibrations received a Grammy nomination for Best Pop Vocal Performance in 1967 and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1994. The song was voted number one in Mojo's Top 100 Records of All Time and number six on Rolling Stone's prestigious 2004 and 2010 editions of its 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. It was re-ranked to number 53 in the 2021 list. Good Vibrations was the Beach Boys' third U.S. number one hit after I Get Around and Help Me Rhonda, reaching the top of the Hot 100 in December of 1966. It was also their third number one song and their last number one until Kokomo 22 years later. Andy Steves here. We're looking at joyful tunes this week on Coolsville. Celebration was a number one song for Kool and the Gang in 1980. It is like the ultimate party song. It's played a lot at sporting venues and major championships, every wedding dance you can think of, and at crosswinds dances. The song was inspired by Kool and the Gang when they made an appearance at the American Music Awards after winning two awards for their 1979 hit, Ladies' Night. Ronald Bell got a great idea for a song. The working title of this yet-to-be-written tune was Celebration. When the band returned home to New Jersey, Ronald played the idea to his bandmates, and we all said, "That's a great groove," said his brother, Robert Cool Bell. "It's our biggest song. They even played Celebration on the space station," he said. What would morph into an iconic feel-good party song reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart on February the 7th, 1981. Bell marvels that the song remains so popular after all these years. "It's a great feeling," he said, "because you never know what a song is going to do, you know?" Well, I included this song because of its longevity and because it's so infectious. We are having joy, 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 joy. I could have gone with many songs for this installment of the podcast. Joy to the World by Three Dog Night comes to mind, along with Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. I even contemplated Julie Andrews' My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. I decided to end this week with a song that was one of my sister Jan's faves. It was a song inspired by Beethoven's Ode to Joy, or his Ninth Symphony. A Song of Joy by the Spanish singer and actor Miguel Rijos. He is one of the pioneers of rock and roll in Spain. Rijos was born on the outskirts of the city of Granada, the youngest of seven children. He went on to work in a local bar at the age of 15 and after little formal education. His interest in rock and roll led him to participate in a song contest at a radio station, in which he and his friends won a prize for singing the Paul Anka song, You Are My Destiny. A Song of Joy was released at the height of the popularity of symphonic rock. Other examples of symphonic rock in the late 60s and early 70s, A Day in the Life by the Beatles, Nights in White Satin by Moody Blues, A Whiter Shade of Pale, and Conquistador by Procol Harum, MacArthur Park by Richard Harris, and Classical Gas by Mason Williams. The single was enormously popular in many countries in 1970, reaching number one on the charts in Australia, Canada, Germany, Switzerland, and the Easy Listening chart in the United States. A Song of Joy sold over 4 million copies worldwide. The theme of the song is brotherhood and peace. The ending is so rousing after the gentle tone of the song. It's the first classical piece of music that I remember hearing. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. We're on Spotify and there's a free version. So look for the podcast and slap that follow button, please and thanks. A shout out goes out to Upbeat for the royalty-free music used on Coolsville. It's wonderful to hear the comments and critiques you leave. They make me continue each week and they help me get better. I'm Andy Steves. Join me next time for Coolsville.